Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us on the subject of planning. And I want to define my presentation before we start. I will do an introduction to planning. And then we will look at what we should plan. And then we will look at how to plan. And if you have time, we will look at the results of not planning. It is going to be a cocktail presentation. So I'm going to introduce it with the parable of the great feast.
Na mede masam no beba mede sa abakwasam a Yesu kasa fa sa ehiemu die kase eno hu na mede bechase.
And we look at the creation story to talk about what to plan.
Na ya hwe se de onyame bo ade fa ye na ye hu nia esese yesiese ye hu disie fa.
And finally we are going to look at the parable of the unjust stewards to answer or help us on how to plan.
Na akwa no so wendi nukre amanura no so ye behwe ne a wo ye ne ade atoto ho ne hu kwan a e wo se ye fa so de ye abrabo entoto ye eto ho.
So it's going to be from various places in the Bible.
Ye be yiyi mu aha ne aka bom na ye cocktail.
Are you ready for it?
Why a crado?
First of all, let's look at the book of Luke chapter number 14.
Luke as empathy do 9.
As we introduce the subject of planning.
Luke
chapter 14 and then verse 15 downwards.
Luke as empathy do 9 chichemu do enum eba.
That is the parable of the great feast or the great supper.
Na we ye afashe a ehu asem ewo nyame asem ya abakwasem a ye de ye mfato ho.
Luke chapter 14, verse 15.
Luke as do enum.
I hope you are there.
We ho.
Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, person said to Jesus, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And underline, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to him, a certain man made a great supper and invited many. He invited many. And he sent a servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. He was saying that the kingdom of God is ready, is for now. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife. And therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant,
na akwa no be ka kire nura se ensem a wono ma woto nsa from na ka kire mi ni na owura ni bufu na ka kire na kwa ni se
go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, underlying streets and lanes of the city.
O se anya kwa bontene ekwan mu na mantwe anyina.
And bring in here the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
Na fa nia oni bi nia nani afra nani na ye bubu nia ni oman koye fasafu nyina abre mi.
And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.
Na nira akwa ni beka che nira se nia woka ye numa ye nansu ekwan da ho biom bebre.
Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. For I say unto you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper.
Na okase kwa kwantin ponum na kwa fre obi biara wo ho bi abra na hwe wonuma metun safra wo meka kire wo se meduani anya dia wo mu bedibi.
This parable was given because of what a certain man, one of those who were hearing Jesus Christ, said, talking about feasting in the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus gave a parable about a feast, a very great feast. You know, when it's a feast, it means that you took your time, you prepared. There are all sorts of food available because it's a planned thing.
Na we ye assembly a Yesu ka kire obi a no mu wo ba bia no wo mu e ka aduane ho asem e osura hinie na aduane ho asem na num na Yesu de sa bakwasem tu ha no kasafa aduane ho na sa ye ka so obi a hyehye se wo ba ba gi ahohuo wo fie a na kyese we siesie ne ho se aduane ahuro bebre wo ho a obi a wo ba bia ne a wo pe ne wo benya di.
So there is a kingdom table that the Lord has laid before all men, according to Isaiah chapter 25.
Na ahinia apunu bi wo ho a onyame die si ho ade amanyi panyina.
But the Bible says that he invited many people, but only three made excuses, and the man was annoyed. How can many people, three people not attending, and then you pick trouble with it? It's insignificant.
Na nia ya ne se watopuno na nipa miensa pe ena omu di sentira wo muntumi ma ebai na ebe bi sa se se watopuno na wa franko fro bebre ade na nipa miensa pe omu si omuntumi mai.
So only three excuses, three people who gave excuses, it upsetted the whole thing.
Na nipa miensa pe ene din kraba se wo muntumi mba na yade ana ase bibia.
Because the three are not just three individuals, they are three groupings of people,
Enye nipa kra miensa na emo nipa kuo ahoro miensa.
That's not the subject for today.
Na eno ene asem no.
Have some plan with your finances. I'll teach you one day why you should give like that. Because then you can track your progression. And you must be able to track your progression in such a way that you can forecast that this time I am getting this and it will come into your life.
Na I was saying we need to share. Be now who said you are winning? If I know to make us say, "Sabre we dey met to me aye we." Now I was saying who said we met to me aye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that as you have purpose in your heart, so let him give.
Na Bible ne says said you are doing who is susu who wa kume muno emrasa.
So sometimes when you are giving like that, you say, "This time is lean. Should I continue to give this amount?" But the Bible says that be happy about giving that.
Na ebi awa dwen ba yo say eh so for say the light be near dey kwosri say na kama yen hyehye say tangana light be chimbio enche na nka je kama mente so kakra e ba yet gana tena
yama three
ya to sumi ensa.
You must set in order your time.
Na wo mra so e wasa wo den hyehye to.
You don't just set your finances in order, set in order your time.
Anya wo sika sem kuto wo mra so hyehye.
That was when God brought the sun and the seasons, and he says that I want to demarcate that I want to bring some order into this confusion. And because I work in order, and my kingdom is not going to be established in the midst of confusion. My kingdom is established in the midst of order.
Ano ti na Yakobon bo ade no bo wi obi osramo obo omo awia bae omo anadwo bae eni ti wo mra no so wo sa wo hyehye.
So you must plan your time. When am I getting up? When am I going to sleep?
Na hyehye emra wo sa wo sori ni emra wo sa wo da.
It's important.
Ehia pa.
You must plan your time
so that you can become punctual.
They're
anointed people who are very indisciplined. They have no plan with their time.
Oh, I wasn't
doing anything and I thought about coming to spend the day with you. If you see a life that is not planned, you can see it. They just float. They just float without any aim, without any purpose. It is not good for you. It will not bring the kingdom of God into your business if you carry this lack of respect for time. Let's meet here at this time. You want to be a business tycoon? Let's meet here at this time, and then it means that in an hour after that time, what sort of thing do you want God to do in your life? I mean, what do you want God to do at all? Chaos.
Now, what was your businessman? Now, no, she. Now, you catch us, sir. Bra, 2:30. No, omo utranya pomosi. 2:30 to 3. And then, you know. And to me, Baba, don't shri. Gana time, no. Or the don't shri bakobeka home. Tinomi and son. Ne fat no abba.
Christians.
Christopher.
We are celebrating the birth of Christ.
Ah, ye di, yesu, awoda fashe.
And we are gathering together.
Na, yesia abom.
And people are late.
Na ya che.
I can't just imagine it.
And now they are between me doing ye.
It's the birth of our founder, our everything. You sing passionately and emotionally about him. But when we are celebrating him once Sunday throughout 2013, 2012, in times past, you have always been late. Always been late. And when you come, you want God to do what? Have you forgotten that when he came to see the chaos, he said, let there be light. He put the sun and the moon there, rule. And you are 24. You too, you come at this time. And now they say, let there be order. Because I want to establish my kingdom. I want to build a garden. And I want mankind to rule.
Now, what do you have for 2012? And now 2013, why would you say, Ube late ya, na nepo ya wo ya jinkwa ma ya ebedi ya betu pa ite ama jinkwa no sokra wada me na famu aye late. Waso adwe ho anti ase, uda wa mia oni so be late. Nyankopon bo ade no, obo sramu obo wia, oka kire wia se samri na bra, osramu samri na bra, obi a emfa ne nyonkoso. Enso uda ya na na fa hweni ye.
So ladies and gentlemen, when you plan when you are sleeping, sleep at that time. It is good for your health. It is good for your body to have that rhythm. Don't sleep inside like that. Let there be some order in your sleep.
Now, so what she said, me, I would better say be a non-doer. Me, when you pass a non-doer, your TV said, then, Jai, nada. As I said, I bear you more the amount we need to pay. I bear you more than the amount.
If you organize and plan your time adequately, I'm telling you, there will be so much you can do. And people wonder, how could you do this? It is possible if you live with order, not lawless. You don't need more time than the 24 hours. You need more planning. And more discipline. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next thing you have to plan is your life's journey. Number 4, plan your life's journey. You must have a strategic life. You need to have a vision for your life. How do you want your life to end? You think you are left with 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 month. Plan how you want your life to end.
Now, say,
I know somebody.
Minimobia.
At the age of 20, he planned how he was going to his marriage.
Na odin fie duo no 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 sha se so odwin na ware ho.
He planned that he was going to build his own house and move into that house before he marries.
Na oye na dwin se onu akase be si ni dan akotena mansa waware.
He planned that he was going to buy his own car and use it for his wedding.
Now I am not just on about on the car, no, they are peeping the wedding.
The guy married in the very early 30s.
Now, our real wedding feared your son, a car,
and he had his car.
No one a car,
and he had built a house, but to little level.
Now, no one seen it dying here doing anything.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
we'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That's wonderful than the person who said, I'm afraid, life is all right. Why do you make yourself? Look, the Christian life is walking in a narrow way. It's a place of restriction and discipline and order and plan, not a broad way where everybody can do whatever he likes. And they say the world is leading us to lie. In the end, God will tell you, the kingdom feast is not for you.
Nah. Christo abrabo no enya abrabo aye bo ne baya esa so se okwan na wonam suno ye kwan ye afia ye kwan ye wose wudi wo hu nipa na atumi anante so se won nante won hyehye mu ni se wo bedi wo hu ni a emi ne beso obeka kire se enya de a wo betumi ne na to nsaji.
So young people, you can plan your life.
Anu ti mrate ne ma ba wo betumi enya hyehye ama ma bra.
You can say that I don't want to hire anybody's car for my wedding. I want to ride my own car right now. Plan it.
Na obetumi akase enya dia wokwa kwaji obi ka na odi aye wayir for wan kasa obeto woka nya san hyehye.
Before you get the job, plan it.
Na ansana obenya adwuma po obenya hu sika ne nya hu hyehye fato ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will bring his rule into that plan.
Na wanyame edene hyehye so beba san nya wa hyehye no mu.
Because he's a God of order.
Esa so yo nyame anani ji hyehye ya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So plan your life's journey.
Enu ti wa brabo a ubeboy ni nyina hyehye.
And you must plan it for so long.
E wo se wunya hyehye a ebeche.
So long, let it go beyond your lifetime.
Na nya hyehye a ebetre umpo umfia ubedi wasasi.
At least a 100-year plan for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must plan everything. In this church, for example, everybody must have a plan. Women must have a plan. Men must have a plan. You don't wake up and say, okay, what shall we do? Okay, let's bring this person. No, you must have a plan. Go and bring all those who are living in the streets and the lanes of the city. They are the people qualified to enjoy the feast.
Na kwafa won mo mo kwan mo ne mantwe nyina abra na won mo sey na e wo sey me ne o mo to nsa didi.
Ushers, you must have a plan.
Na usher force wo sey mo nya hyehye.
Every branch must have a plan.
Na sorry kura bata biara wo sey wo jan hyehye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So have a plan, yes, for your life.
Anu ti nya hyehye fa ma wa bra bo.
Refuse to go into the years ahead of us without a plan.
Have
a time you can wait upon the Lord and build a strategic life plan that goes beyond your life. And let us put an end to this kind of dependency and this poverty and this, we cannot stand on our own 2 feet. Somebody somewhere must come and feed us. It must end.
Na ye nyan shisha sadia, enye san nyoma ya chise obi, ye kwa dan obi ansa ya ye, ye nye bibiye dinu, ni nyina tube chwa se ye nyan shisha, edi ama ya brabwa.
The next thing you need to plan,
adia wasa wosan shisha biyom,
is your relationships.
Ene wankita hudie.
Your relationship, your marriage and your family.
You
must have a plan. And discipline yourself to the plan. I like the Americans for this. Because they develop strategic partners. Strategic. Strategic people for their future. Strategic nations for their future. One of the reasons why this unjust steward was commended was because he had a strategic plan to develop strategic relationship. He went to this one and said, my master, you owe my master 100 measures of oil. Sit down quickly. Write 50. And the master, and the Lord commended him. Not because he was trying to steal from the man, but because given his condition, the reality that he was going out of job, he developed a strategic plan. That is why Jesus said, you also make friends, have strategic partners, even till eternity.
Now, Akwaya, now, or here, Okoya, you man can ni reinity. Babu, my atia says, what nancy so when I did you raka 100 Ghana was a bra, she chemina yeni 50. Now as soon as I did 50, she chemina yeni 30. Adentra, when him says I would die a jumana, yeni ne di onye jume biaye. And not so nya sankita hudye, any a binuma enya sankita hudye na. Dabi, obi babuano. Iti wa se, wukita hudye no, sheni ye, she shemu ye. Na posi shi wuhu ye, chasa fan hu sisi baby ye. And you be a keke and find your kubi a keke.
See, plan your relationship. There is plan that go into it. According to your vision. According to what you want to achieve. When you have to plan your relationship, it doesn't mean that smile at everybody. Everybody, if even you don't feel like smiling, then you are smiling. And your head is paining you. Because you are trying to be like somebody. Hey! You cannot please every human being in this world. Not everybody will like you. No matter how you smile. What is important is that you have strategic relationship. People who can put their work down and come when you have a problem.
Yeah.
Not plenty of people you laugh at who will say, he has a problem. Okay, each one for himself. That is not what Jesus was talking about. He commended, or the Lord commended this unjust steward for strategically courting the favor of those big time creditors, debtors of the master, courting their favor strategically so that when they give him the sack, maybe they will consider, come and be a steward in my house. Because you're a good guy. In times of need, and I couldn't pay my debt, I remember what you did. Strategic relationship. Not smiling at everybody because they waste all your time. They will tell you attend every one of their funerals. They will tell you attend every one of their parties. It will be tied to you if you do not show up there. And so your life is just made up of, they say this one. Hey, if you don't go trouble, this one. Ah, bah! What kind of life is that?
What a shock.
So plan relationship. Plan it. Plan relationship that your children will benefit from.
And it will get on with the nation here. Or see, Nyasa, or see, Yankita, Mudia. Now the Debian now sisters is when you want your pantan bayoya. It was sister was 3 years. Men's rich robbers and so be a wha. What's rich and upon a winner how I won him? Obekatras will be on fan a coin. Nemum, nya inkita hudia. Ube to me, you'll be a yankita hudia. What a mrau, what chill woman. One yano bet to me, Janadia was a me baby duetti. And no near dear was a wishes and said, Nipa dear. What's the said then? They'll be back as a sister, your person, Papa Debian, and the Siguso. Once the swire beckon, and it may miss sanity. Name mum, show one kitten with dear we near bet to me. I owe more.
Number 6.
You're too soon, sir.
You plan your day. day. All these things are things that God has given to us. Everything from the word to your day. Plan it. And stop wasting your time. Your time must be focused into your life strategy. More of your time must go into your life assignment. Because at the end of the day, God will not say, how many people like you? As were you a man pleaser. And you set other people against other people because they are not doing like you. I'm telling you, they are not doing like you because they have a plan and they have a life strategy, and much of their time must go into why God gave them that day.
Now, one month to say, well, son, say, I'm running now, would you see what say?
At the end of the day, one of the shouts that I give, my wife will bear me witness. One of the shouts that I give, I have met my target. That's what I say. Let's go and sleep. Because you must have a plan. Because
he's
not a God of confusion. The spirit of God is not a spirit of confusion. He shows you things to come so that you align your life like that. He shows you the end of your journey. He shows you what he has got for you so that you will plan and work it out. Because execution power is in your hand, not in the Holy Spirit. Finally, number 7. Plan your leisure. God told Adam that you must rest. Plan your leisure. Because if you go and go and go and go and go and you do not have leisure, you are going to break down. Plan your leisure. If it is 1 hour leisure, let it be rich. One that touches your soul.
Yo, wasi said don't shoot po. Na dia tu hosa wudi bema wani ajia. Ma wani jinan kaukra.
If it is once a week, that 1 hour in the week, you can eat all you like.
Ever!
And enjoy it once a day. If even you have whatever sickness in the world, doctors will say once a day that will happen. Once. Did I say once a day? Once a week. I hope you get me right. Because you know me. Yes. Once a week in 1 hour, that thing, it will, nothing will destroy. It will help you. It will repair you.
Now, with a doctor, Chirunwa, it won't mean what doctor, oh, and a person, oh, or see now what you know about Coupe, Miawani, Miawani, now you're fine.
You see what she is doing to me. I didn't say that. But whatever you like, you want to enjoy it in moderation. If it's small, it's okay. It's okay.
It's
okay. So plan it. Plan your leisure. Plan what you are going to do this week, next week, the next week, and all that. God told Adam, rest. The work is big. Rest. So there are seven things to set in order, even as you prepare your life for the future.
And your man soon be wa ho say wusiesie wa bra wusiesie wa bra bo e de ko afefofro nu.
Because Jesus Christ said, go and call the people who are living in a plan.
Na Yesu ka say kwana ko fra wonu ma omu eti nhyehyeye nu.
Because in the long term,
Isan said that dabi no,
your life
ma bra bo
will look better.
Beye papa.
Well established.
Ah, omu wa fapem kese.
Generational.
Ah, ebeya wo to aso.
Than those who are claiming they are current and current things and current things and current things, and they don't have any plan.
Ese won no mu a, omu de, mo abra bo no mu si omu no, nyoma e kose de wo se omu nim de. Ti omu ko ni sa.
True planning, we stretch our hands and lay hold on the future and
nah,
bring
se,
it.
Na, se wo won shishe mu no, utine won sako da chi nu mu.
So let us plan our lives. Because of the kind of God that we are serving. And the kind of spirit who is within you. God bless you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.